Good. Are you a massive coffee person, Toppy?
No, I would not describe me as massive, but I do love me a couple, three cups of coffee in the morning. And then that's it. I don't drink it. No. But for like morning, I think I really do depend on the effects of coffee to sort of rev the engine. And you know, I just, it's made probably largely imaginary, but it just feels like I'm better when I start my day with coffee.
I've become more of a drinker of it since I've been working from home because I still like could take or leave the taste of coffee. Like I don't crave the way it actually tastes. I do it more for the caffeine. Mm. And also it can, you know, it can play havoc with my stomach sometimes. So
yeah,
like going in the office and stuff, it's not worth it as much. At home, it's not as big of a deal. So I have found myself drinking more.
I don't get the coffee stomach that a lot of people do, famously big fatty.
Yeah.
But I do kind of crave a taste of coffee, and I just drink it black. I don't like to interfere with the taste with other things.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
No, I would describe Big Fatty as massive.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3405 of the BFO for two, I say juicy, the 23rd of February 2021, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I did not hear a single person in the UK say it. Well, they're in lockdown. Big Fatty. Hello, one percenters. Big Fatty, that's Crooked Hat. Well, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're one percenters today because y'all, it's less than 1% of the work on the painting of the villa is still to be done. Y'all, it's just, you know, a little touch up here and a little touch up there. Here a touch, there a touch, everywhere a touch up. Beh! Ready? But it's all done except for, you know, little things. We'll walk around towards the end of the week and just give it the once over, and then y'all, it'll be done. It will be in the books. And y'all, I gotta tell you, the villa just looks wonderful. Just wonderful. And y'all, I'm looking forward to 2031 when it gets painted again. Big Fatty, it'll probably be after that because you're a cheap ass.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, because y'all, today the 23rd of February, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, I've never met these people in person, but I know that one is a long-time listener of the little show. I don't know how long, though. I don't know if he goes all the way back to episode one. Big Fatty, bless his heart if he does. And his husband, they live up there. In the New York City. New York City, yes. In fact, if you're on the subway, the
secret word is Woodhaven.
Y'all, I am talking about, of course, Patrick Plain and his husband Michael. Oh, Big Fatty, I thought his name was Songman. Well, he changed it. It's Patrick Plain and Michael's anniversarium, and I hope they have a lovely, just a lovely anniversary, man. Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake and maybe some humpity bumpity.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Woodhaven.
Thank you.
Y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all recorded the Little Fatty Cast with old Veda, and y'all, he was talking about some drunk Gaysian up there. He went up to see, well, he didn't go to see Miss Dolly, but he went up to Dollywood Land, the area, and anyway, he was going to go to the outlet malls. Now, y'all, there's an outlet mall just 10 minutes from the villa. And, but y'all, I guess he just needed to, yes, Big Fatty, road trip. I guess that's it. Y'all crawled into the love chamber about 9:30 p.m. in the evening, and y'all slept like a baby till about 5:30 in the morning. But y'all, that's 8 hours. So I can't complain, Big Fatty. It sounds like you're complaining. Well, I did get up and go out and get the newspaper because it was supposed to be raining, and I didn't want a wet paper, as they say. Oh, Big Fatty, that's what Toppy does. He wets the paper. Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, and y'all, then I crawled back into the chamber, and I slept. I probably slept another hour, and it was just lovely. Got up. I had my coffee, did my Sudoku, read the paper, had my brufkas, and then I was off on my morning nip walk. Y'all, it was gorgeous. It was absolutely gorgeous. Y'all, that Plan 9, he was tired of the cold, and I said, oh, it's gonna be 65 degrees here today, and 70s by the end of the week. He says, I'm jealous. I said, well, the Amtrak train comes right into Charleston, and he says, on my way. So, Big Fatty, we're having gas? Well, I don't know, but one thing before I forget, and I will forget, y'all, do you know Miss Lauren? Y'all, she sent me something on the Twitty on Sunday night, and y'all, I couldn't believe it, and let me just see if I can find it here real quick. Big Fatty, here it is right now. y'all, she sent me thing. Y'all, I'll put a link in the show notes, but y'all, it was an article on it's called totallythebomb.com, and y'all, the headline is Buttered Saltine Crackers Are the New Hot New Snack Trend Everyone Is Talking About. Big Fatty, who knew you were a trendsetter? I know. But y'all, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. But anyway, getting back to everything. I did my nipple walk, got my shirt. My guy came and worked several hours. Y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And this afternoon, Monday afternoon, it started raining again. But I think that's the end of the rain for a little while. And it's not heavy. It's just kind of a light rain, we'll call it. A light rain. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like a white rain for your hair to hold it in place. No, that's the Aquanet. Oh, okay. But Big Fatty, you really need to have some hair to use the Aquanet. Well, anyway. Y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
The Big Fatty Online Technology segment brought to you by Dubious Intent. Check them out at dubiousintent.com.
Yeah, because y'all, on Sunday, I received an e-letter from the 2019 number one fan of the BFO. You know, that's Termly Single Tim and the Baby's Homage True. And he says, hey, Big Freddy, since you are the center of the gay interwebs, I need assistance. I'm trying to install a new WordPress theme on my underpants site, and it's giving me fits and is over my head. Are there any listeners out there who are WordPress developers or can help with this? Just so they know, it's going to be scantily clad men, so gay or gay friendly is a must. Thank you, sir. I'm just frustrated, and if you could announce this on the little show, I would be in your debt. Be ready. Tim, first of all, thank you so much for contacting the only little show with a technology segment. And Tim, consider this a shout out to all the BFO techies, tech heads, or computer experts contact Big Fatty, and I'll give you Terminally Single Tim's contact information. And maybe you can help him with that, cause yes, Big Betty, you've been having theme issues also. Well, yeah, I have, Big Betty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shietti. I just wanted to mention something.
Okay.
Do you remember the other day when you got that message about your washer-dryer?
Yes!
Well, you left it recording, and I think you probably missed what happened.
What happened?
Let me play it to you again.
Okay. Can you think of anything more so-so than a washer or dryer? Tim, I don't know what brand of washer I have. If you just hold on a second, I'll just go do it. Y'all, I'm just going to keep talking while I...
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Oh, dear, it's me,
Ickley. Hi, Ick.
I just popped in to say hello.
Hi, Poppy.
Where is he?
Hi.
Doesn't seem to be around.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I suppose I'm going to check.
I'm checking on my laundromat. I have procured the answer to your question. It's an Amana. It's Big Betty, like the radar range, very much like the radar range.
Oh,
so yeah,
yes.
I mean, he should have called ahead.
He should have.
It's very Ick popped in to say hi.
No, always never.
Of all the times for him to arrive, it was
never arrive
at the
unannounced.
Dryer. He should have gone.
I could have been busy.
Had a look. To see if you were in another room.
I could have been handsy with someone.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention it in case he'd left any slimy trails.
Oh, well, you know, Big Fatty does that himself.
In your study or anything.
No.
You know.
Yes.
Apologies if he did.
I hear crickets. Is David that blue jeans guy with you?
All right. Bye for now, Big Fatty.
Bye.
By the way, Big Fatty, it's me.
Hi.
I'm very sorry.
Hi.
I should have let you know I was coming.
Yes, let me know next time.
I do hope I didn't leave any slime trails.
Bring a cake.
Okay. Bye for now.
Thank you for calling. Y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti and Ick. And Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Ick, Big Fatty always welcomes visitors to the villa. And I do like to know you're coming. Y'all, I think the last time somebody showed up at my door and I didn't know they were coming was T. Wiggles and Digger coming to my crema party that first year I was living in the villa. Big Fatty, I'm surprised you can remember that. You don't remember anything else. In fact, you don't remember shit.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. Tis that time. Let's see. Sorry, I think I have a touch of a cold coming on. I promise it's not Miss Rona. But let's see. I got two 60-count bottles of the Biotin 10,000 micrograms. I got two of the 8-ounce tubes of the CeraVe moisturizing cream. Let's see. And that was a pressed powder for my makeup. And a Not Your Mother All Eyes on Me 10-in-1 hair product. And I got all of these items for, including tax, $22.80. Mind you, let's see, the Biotin alone was $14.99 a bottle, and the CeraVe was $12.99 each. So after all was said and done, I saved 68%, which equates to $47.63. And I'm fairly certain I also got some extra, care bucks as well. Okay, I'm tired. It's, you know, after 5 a.m. All right, love you. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Princess Hannah, just something that Big Fatty is doing in 2021 with the coupon is I am recording how much money I save, like I have all these years, but I'm also recording how much money I spend, so I get a percentage of how much I save compared to what I spend. So, you know, if you need a spreadsheet, old Cricket Hat can help you with that. And you know, he's making one up for his ski trip, so he'll know what he's going to cook at the meals. Be ready.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Gus Chad. I'm just calling in to say congratulations on 13 years. 13 is a lucky number, so this is going to be your year. Look forward to hearing the shows. Again, congratulations.
Dear Gus, and y'all, that, of course, is that Gus Chad, daddy to the little maybe. And Gus Chad, thank you so much for the call. Always love to hear from you. In fact, I'm having some of that lemon ginger a beverage that you sent me. I've ordered more, but I'm having that right now as I talk to it. Big Fatty, was he a little confused about how many years you've been doing the little show? Well, he did call back.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Gus Chad, February 8th, and I just realized that my last call, I wish you good luck on your 13 years, because I was listening to you on 2.5 speed and realizing that you were ending 13 and starting 14. So let me congratulate you. I am entering 13 and starting your 14th year. And I'm sorry, I'm outside walking dog, and it is currently one below. So sorry for the heavy breathing. Hope everybody enjoys that. Anyways, good luck on 14 years. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gus, y'all, that, of course, is Gus Chant again. And Gus Chant, thank you so much for calling back. And yes, you are correct. We are in the 14th year of the BFO, so Big Fatty, they said it wouldn't last, and they're really disappointed that you didn't listen to what they were saying. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, Tuesday. Don't really have anything on the on the calendar for today. So, y'all, it's just going to be a nice sunny day here in Fat Acres. And Gus Chad, I hope it's warmer than -1 where you are. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Stinkpot and Jay the Haunt Cub, and Shy Yeti was on that recording also. He just didn't talk about this. And Stinkpot, you know, Big Fatty's been losing some weight. Are you impressed by that?
No, I would describe Big Fatty as massive.
Oh, no, that's just in the area, Big Fatty Vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.